This wasn't the arrival the world's number one men's tennis player had planned on the eve of the Australian Open. Whisked off to a government quarantine hotel with his visa revoked on touchdown. Immigration authorities said Novak Djokovic had failed to meet the requirements to enter.
There are no special cases. Rules are rules. That's the policy of the government and has been our government's strong border protection policies, and particularly in relation to the pandemic, that has ensured that Australia has one of the lowest death rates from COVID anywhere in the world.
Tennis Australia and the Victorian government had granted him a medical exemption to travel to Melbourne to defend his Grand Slam title. But the federal government deemed his application insufficient, with reports the visa he used to try and enter Australia did not allow for exemptions for unvaccinated travellers.
The ABF has done their job. Entry with a visa requires double vaccination or a medical exemption. I'm advised that such an exemption was not in place, and as a result, he is subject to the same rule as anyone else.
Djokovic has never publicly revealed his vaccination status, but his opposition to vaccinate is well known. His medical exemption to travel to Australia triggered widespread anger from many who have endured months of lockdowns, and as COVID-19 infections reach record daily numbers. But his supporters are furious, with the Serbian president labelling the incident harassment and maltreatment, declaring on social media that his country will fight for Novak, truth and justice.
He's got the massive Serbian community behind him, and we all love him, and can't wait to actually come and support him and actually see him play.
Thank you, Australia, for locking him down like a refugee, like a criminal. Thank you so much.
Novak Djokovic had been seeking to win his 21st Grand Slam singles title, overtaking Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer at this tournament. For now, those hopes seem dashed. Instead, he's facing a legal battle to try and stop being sent home. Sarah Clark, Al Jazeera, Queensland, Australia.